the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
In the low interest rate environment, it has been very difficult for many retirees to find a predictable source of income. Gone are the defined benefit pension plans that guaranteed a source of your salary when you retired. That's no longer the case today, and very few other than those that work in government have them. So how can you find a predictable source of income? And that's going to be the subject of today's discussion. Joining me on the program is Mike Robinson from Blueprint, a firm that specializes in insurance. And Mike, let's talk about annuities. And when you talk about annuities, many people may not realize this, but they are one of the oldest forms of finance that have existed, going back to the medieval days when cities or townships wanted to raise money. They would issue annuities that would guarantee some form of income. So they've been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Let's talk about them and how they can be used to create a stable source of income.
Sure, no problem. First of all, thank you for inviting me on the podcast. I appreciate it. How annuities can have a stable source of income, to answer that question, is that annuities, they're a great product when when they're understood correctly. They can pay out a fixed stream of payments to an individual, primarily used for a stream of income with retirees. Over the time period where the annuity was being funded and before the payouts begin is referred to as the accumulation phase. Once payments commence, that contract is in the payout phase. Known in the past as the annuity phase, annuitization has only occurred now in about 3-4% of all products now. So it's like a pension. It's like what our parents had, but right now it's only about 3-5% of where people are getting pensions, so annuities can play a big part.
So when we talk about annuities, there's all kinds. There's single premium annuities, there's immediate annuities, there's variable annuities. I wonder if you could just cover briefly the different categories of annuities and when and which way they might be used to achieve, let's say, a retirement benefit.
Well, all of the annuities that you just mentioned can provide a retirement benefit. But going through the world of annuities, you have fixed annuities, you have fixed index annuities, you have variable annuities, and you also have single premium immediate annuities. Let's start right at the bottom floor, where the most simple is a single premium immediate annuity, where a client would be annuitizing their contract and how they would then have an annuitization period where they're getting annuitization payments for the life of their contract. The next is going to be a fixed annuity, where a fixed payment for a period of time is given to the client, whether it's a 3-year multi-year guarantee fixed rate or a 5 or 7-year multi-year guarantee fixed rate. Rates have come up, but rates are very low in this low interest rate environment right now. Between that time, between the multi-year guarantee annuities, you have the fixed index annuities that are right in between the multi-year guarantee annuities and the variable annuities. The fixed index annuity is a very misunderstood concept in financial planning. It can be a great client solution that provides the lifetime income, also has upside potential with limited downside risk, and it can provide income for life. You also have the variable annuities that allow the owner a greater future value if the market performs. These also have lifetime income riders on them to provide a lifetime income.
Mike, I want to talk about a time in corporate America, probably going back 30, 40 years ago, when individuals, let's say, went to work for a company. That was back in the days you might have spent 25, 30 years with the company. You got a watch and you got a pension. Wasn't the pension that most people got from a company, wasn't that equivalent of an annuity? In other words, the company just didn't issue them monthly checks for a certain amount based on their years of work experience. What they did is they basically took a pot of money. They probably gave it to an insurance company based on the individual's life and that of, let's say, their spouse or what option they chose. They would give them a monthly income that would last for theirs or, let's say, both spouses' life. Isn't that really, in effect, what an immediate annuity is? And wasn't that what companies were using to create that guaranteed income?
That's 100% correct. And that is a great analogy. What the companies would do when they leave is that you would have a pension. Today, with people that have pensions, they have two options where they can take the lump sum and take it themselves, or they can keep it at the company and it will provide an annuity, a stream of payments for them that will cover their lives. And if let's say the husband was the breadwinner or if the wife was the breadwinner, the surviving spouse would then sometimes get 75% of the payout, 66, 67% of the payout, depending on what was chosen at retirement. But that's exactly correct. As you phrased it, that is what basically an annuity can do for you.
Now, the only downside to that is when you got a pension from a company, you know, it usually ended on your life or that of your spouse. If you create an immediate annuity, some people have reservations because that money is no longer available. But if you think about it, when you worked for a company back in the old days, when you got a pension, that money wasn't available to you either. It was just a monthly check that they gave you for the rest of your life.
When you have that option for lifetime income, a lot of people would take it because it would guarantee their retirement. Today, 2018, a lot of clients want to be in control, and there are a lot more options out there for clients. With lifetime income that you can get with an annuity, you can have the best of both worlds. You can have lifetime income, but also you have more control over the asset where you're not giving it up to the insurance company, and you have more control over the asset. If the market does perform, the underlying subaccounts, you can actually create even a higher income stream for yourself where you can actually get a raise, which is different from when our parents were retiring and they did an annuity where it's just the guaranteed income for life.
What kind of annuity are you speaking of that provides these kind of options? Is it a special annuity, Mike, or is it a rider to an existing annuity?
These are riders to an existing annuity that they would get. They're called lifetime income riders, where it guarantees the income for life. And while you're in deferral, many different companies, to say this in layman terms, have guaranteed roll-up rates for when you are going to retire. Today, you can actually say to a client when they walk in the door, a potential client, is if you put this amount of money aside in an annuity, and let's say you're 55 years old and you're going to retire at 60, no matter what the market does, you can tell that client at a bare minimum what their guaranteed lifetime income is going to be. And these annuities are in the fixed index annuities and the variable annuities. And the less riskier annuity is the fixed index annuities. Fixed index annuity sales on a whole have been up, and they're providing lovely guaranteed income rates for clients without having the downside risk of if the market doesn't perform.
Now, I want to talk about another use of annuities in addition to providing income. I've seen them use, Mike, and maybe you can address this issue. Let's say you have a couple, they're doing very well, but all of a sudden, later on in life, one of them becomes incapacitated. Either they develop dementia, they have a stroke, they develop Alzheimer's, and they have to go into an assisted care facility. So now you really have two households that you're maintaining, the household of the spouse that is well and the one that is ill that needs to be in assisted care. Explain how annuities can often bridge the gap when that extra expense arrives, as it may well do as people are living longer and more likely to run into a situation where one of them becomes incapacitated.
No problem. That is a very good point where annuities can be very helpful in retirement planning. there are annuities out there that actually will double the lifetime income if a client can't do 2 of 6 ADLs. And what ADLs stand for, when you can't do 2 of 6 ADLs, is activity for daily living. And so when you can't do 2 of 6 ADLs, then what happens there is that the income will actually double. There's actually some carriers out there that the income would actually triple. So the 6 basic ADLs, activities for daily living, are eating, bathing, getting dressed, toileting, transferring, and contingency. In those 6 basic things, if you can't do 2 of them, it will automatically trigger a doubling in the income. There are quite a few carriers that offer that. They offer that also in hybrid long-term care. I know this discussion is more pointed towards annuities, but there are many ways to handle that occurrence if a client is getting older, going into a long-term care facility, or they're having that occurrence, that long-term care occurrence at home, and that can actually be covered in the home also. Because according to Lincoln Financial, Genworth, 2 of the leaders in the long-term care space, 70% of all people are going to have a long-term care occurrence. And that's the study from 2017.
What about the ability for the state to reach into a person's assets after they pass on to get paid back? Are annuities protected from this?
There are some annuities that are protected from it. They're usually, for depending on each state, I'm here in California and each state's different. There's a 5-year look back in the state of California. So if a client, so to speak, were trying to hide assets inside an annuity, the state could, it doesn't happen often, but the state could go and look back and see if that was the case. So this is where working with a firm like yours and working with other firms, which what the Blueprint Insurance Services does, we actually advise the advisor on how to plan for these things before they happen. The last thing you want to do is plan for this when you think it's coming down the road. You want to plan for this before you're going into retirement, trying to set aside a portion of your retirement income to manage this type of situation. And the thing that's great about this is that it's not like car insurance or insurance that you pay for, and if you don't lose, if nothing happens, you lose all of your money that you put into it. It's very much like you can go into it, and if you don't use it, or do you don't think you're ever going to use it, you can get a certain percent of your money back. So there are annuities that do this. There are hybrid long-term care products that do this, and in a society that is living longer, on the actuarial tables, there's people being born right now where their actual life expectancy is coming close to 100. Well, if that client decides to retire at age 60, that's almost 40 years of retirement income that annuities can provide, and you also want to cover the long-term care.
I want to move on to another form of insurance, and that is a life insurance policy. What are the options either for income or, for example, I know many life insurance companies, let's make this simple. Let's say I have a $100,000 whole life insurance policy. Some policies and insurance companies will allow you to take the benefit during your lifetime. Let's talk about that, because in many ways, if somebody gets into a long-term care facility where the money is needed, it is needed then. It's not needed after the person passes on.
With the life insurance policies that are out today, they have what is called accelerated benefit riders. For short, it's ABR, accelerated benefit riders. These can cover chronic illness. It can cover a long-term illness. So the insurance that our parents bought, where it's just a term policy or a guaranteed universal life policy, there are different policies now where it could be a index universal life policy with a living benefit rider. You are then able to get the benefit while you're living. And if you need that benefit, it will go into look at your death benefit amount and how long you've been accruing in the contract and the policy, and you are able to dip into the death benefit to help you during those times where you may have a long-term care recurrence, and a life insurance policy can help you cover that.
If you have an old policy, have companies allowed individuals to update it with those options, or are they pretty much stuck with the policy the way it is?
Well, there are companies that will have you, you're able to take your older policy and update it to an index universal life policy. And this type of policy, it offers a variety of well-known indices, and it is tax deferred. And the cash in the account grows tax deferred. So what you can do after, you really want to have at least a 7-year run-up time. When I say run-up time, of having it grow, a deferral time. And you can then take the cash out of the account as long as it's not a MEC, a modified endowment contract. And you are then able to use that cash and actually not pay taxes on it. Life insurance is a great, great, great tool for doing something like that.
So we have various kind of annuities. We've talked about immediate annuities. I want to talk about something that's very popular, and that's index annuities. I wonder, Mike, if you might explain how these index annuities work, how they're tied to the stock market. So maybe you don't get 100% of the gains of the market, but you don't also suffer the losses.
Index annuities, that would be a fixed index annuities. Just going over what LIMRA has said, the sales were actually $17.6 billion, was 17% higher than the second quarter of 2017 and 21% higher than the first quarter of 2017. Those numbers are for 2018. Index annuities work like this. They're tied to an index. Let's just say the most popular index is the S&P 500. Over 50% of sales are in fixed index annuities are tied to the S&P 500. So let's just say, for example, the S&P 500 goes up 8% for the year. In your index annuity, you will have a certain participation rate where you will participate. The reason why they put a participation rate on it is because on the downside, you are protected 100%. That if the market for the year that you're in it from your contract date goes down, you won't lose any money at all. But if the market goes up in that time period, as I just mentioned, if a market goes up 8%, there's index annuities where you can get 5-6% of that 8%. So index annuities, they have upside potential with very limited downside risk.
Explain what happens, let's say, when the inevitable bear market arrives. The last one, the S&P lost almost 58%. The bear market that preceded that at the turn of the century, when the tech bubble burst, the market was down over 50%. So how does this work for an individual? Let's say I'm really happy. I've been in one of these products. The market has gone up each year. I've seen my account grow. Now, all of a sudden, we go through a bear market where stocks are going down double digits every year.
When the market's going down, that's a great time to be in a fixed index annuity, because for that certain portion of the asset allocation pie, if you decide to put 20%, 15% in the index annuity, that portion in any down market is going to stay exactly the same of what you put in. So if a client puts in $50,000, $75,000, if a bear market comes, they're still going to have what they put in to that account. The fixed index annuity is really a fixed income bond alternative where a client who is getting older in age, when I say older in age, I mean getting closer towards retirement. They may be 50 and only 10 years from retirement. They are then going to want to look at something that can grow their asset, but also protect it. And this is where fixed index annuity can definitely come into play. Fixed index annuities are good for a portion of a client's asset, and while they're in accumulation, But even more importantly, as we mentioned, when they're in the deferral stage, and as you know, the baby boomers today, they don't like to stay at home. They like to go out and do things. So having that guaranteed lifetime income and having that protection of an index annuity, that's a great component in any type of financial plan.
Why have annuities gotten such a bad rap? You have financial firms that take out commercials, basically saying how bad they are. Where does this come from? In other words, how did they get such a reputation? Because, you know, we've had a lot of professors from prestigious colleges that are head of retirement planning, including a Nobel laureate, that are very much in favor of annuities as part of a retirement portfolio. So on the academic side, you have a lot of professors in retirement planning that love them, but in the financial industry, they've gotten a bad reputation.
I really feel that the annuities on a whole have been a really misunderstood and misrepresented client solution. And I like to say education is the key. Clients today have more and more education where they can go on the internet, they can really, really look at what's out there and get a clear understanding through the internet, but also through their comprehensive financial advisor on how these annuities work, why they're good for them, and what are the holes in some annuities. There's no investment product out there that is, or client solution out there that is the best for everyone. It's annuities that they've really gotten a bad rap. But when you're talking to your financial advisor, someone that understands them clearly and can explain them to you in layman terms, that's going to be the best way, because the financial advisor can tell you the pros and cons for all annuities that are being contemplated.
Where can a client or a listener of this program go to find out more information about companies? Let's say either they attended a seminar or they've thought of the idea. You know, you want to look at the soundness of the company. You want to get good information, how the various features of annuity work. How can they do that?
One of the best websites that are out there for really looking at annuities is the Index Annuity Leadership Council. Their website is www.fiainsights.org. That's www.fiainsights.org. And it really gives you a very good overview of retirement. How ready are you for the next big thing? And it talks about fixed index annuities explored, fixed index annuities 101, the benefits of index annuities. Is a fixed index annuity right for me? There's a lot of research there where it talks about what your retirement IQ, talks about retirement fears, has a bunch of retirement tools on there, and it's a free educational site. It is a very good site. I would encourage anyone to go on that site, and really has a lot of great resources.
All right. Appreciate you coming on the program and sharing that information with our listeners. As we close, if anybody would like to get in touch with you, tell them how they could do so, please.
Sure. No problem. If anyone, our website is www.tblueprint.com. I'm the co-founder of the Blueprint Insurance Services, and we talk to financial advisors. And if anyone needs to get in touch with us, they can reach us at 855-204-6353. That's 855-204-6353. Or you can get in touch with me directly at 619-404-3038. That's 619-404-3038.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the program. All the best to you, sir, and come back and talk to us again.
I would love to. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, that concludes my interview with Mike Robinson, but you got a picture of what annuities can and cannot do. They may not fit you, and they may not be appropriate in your financial plan or your retirement plan. But for many, they have a place. I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.